Hello, I'm Andrew Middleton. This is the first of two podcasts featuring interviews conducted with people attending the Podcasting for Pedagogic Purposes Special Interest Group meeting at the University of Hertfordshire in April 2008. Alan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Alan Carr from Mid Cheshire College. I'm ILT trainer and I administer the VLE, which is Blackboard.
My question today is, why do you think digital media is useful to education?
Well, I think digital media is useful because it's a way of engaging students. It's a media that students are used to using in their everyday life, so it's important that we grasp that media and use it for education. And it's also important to keep students interested and engaged, and things like blogging, podcasting, wikis, YouTube, that kind of technology is technology that we ought to grasp, because we know that they use that and that they'll be engaged by it.
Do you think everyone agrees with your view there?
No, I do think there is a view that's current amongst ILT specialists now that isn't necessarily the case. That the argument that says that students are now in a digital age, they're used to using that with, I don't know, social networking, mobile phones, internet messaging, etc. Therefore, we should employ that in education. That argument doesn't work for a lot of people, but I happen to believe that it is true.
Okay, so the point you're making there is that some people say just because students like it doesn't mean we should use it.
Yes, I think some people are saying because we're not necessarily in the digital age, just because students are used to using these things doesn't mean that they're going to be prepared to accept that for education.
Perhaps another take on it is the fact that we've got some new devices, and as responsible educationists we ought to be considering whether these can give us more scope to do interesting things with our students, to put it simply.
Yeah, I quite agree with that. I think that's exactly the way we should look at it. I also think we need to be careful of just assuming that we can create, for instance, a podcast and that they'll slip it into their iTunes, or we can create some material that they can access via, for instance, MySpace or Facebook, because I think students are probably resistant to us invading their social life to that degree. But nonetheless, the resources exist, and we do need to find a way of using them.
So I think that sounds the one of the questions that we need to become clear about in education is, how exactly may students view digital media as a serious channel for learning with?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think in order to answer that question, we do need to canvass student opinion. We as educators or trainers can't make that decision for them.
Introduce yourself, yes, please.
Martin Belgrove from the University of East London.
Okay. And Guy Percy from the University of Reading.
Great, thanks.
We were talking about it earlier, in the fact that we're using it at the moment in lots of different ways. So it might be things like module options. I recorded some module options yesterday, and within 2 hours, there's 70-something hits on that, so they can make informed choices about what they're going to do next year, the students. So they're using it. We're recording lectures, people are listening to them. We can see the number of hits that those are getting. But what I don't really understand at the moment, and what I want to look at, is sort of the quality of that experience. So I'm going to want to do some research into that, and this group's really going to help that, I think.
Yeah.
And where we're going, are we going to stick with audio? Are we going to go down the video route? As devices change.
Different media, I guess, aren't they?
I think the accessibility of the video now, because you can play it on your mobile phone, we can Bluetooth it across, you can beam it, then I think that's probably going to take more of a lead role, really.
Okay. Guy, what's your interest in digital media?
My interest really is I've worked for the Centre for Development, Teaching and Learning at Reading, so I'm looking into various ways that we can sort of improve and enhance teaching and learning at the university. And this is just one of the ways. We looked at blogs and wikis earlier this year, and we just come around to podcasting, how we might incorporate it into our Blackboard system. And really, in terms of the potential, I'm interested to find out what that is myself. So hopefully, after doing some piloting and evaluating it, we'll be able to find out.
Have you got any expectations whether it'll be a niche activity amongst your academic staff, or are you hoping that there are ideas that may be widespread?
I think at Reading, it'll start with from my experience, pockets of people that will kind of champion it and take it forward, and then how it proceeds from there, I don't know. I mean, that's something I'll have to look
into. Have people been asking you about these technologies?
Yeah, people have been asking, had queries about it, and I've had to do a few talks at like internal conferences and so on to kind of disseminate information about it, but right. We haven't got to the stage where we're actually kind of using it actively across the university yet.
Okay.
You need to get that snowballing effect. I started with one or two in one of the schools that I support, and then because of these module options, they were seen as an opportunity, really. You've got to get benefit for those individual members of staff, and they felt that they didn't have to keep repeating themselves because they could direct people to the podcast. So, I mean, it's about identifying benefits,
okay.
Not just for the learners, but also for staff.
Thank you.
Thank you.